Here we go, the last one.
So, Tommy, it's your phone number that's on there?
What people do, they'll look at, it's called Grace Believer's Bible Study and the music starts. And then what they'll do, people got computer savvy, they'll go look up Grace Believer's Bible Study on the internet, and my name pops up.
Okay, because at the conclusion, there's all these, why don't they update that to at least get
his
you?
Ministry is, Bernice has, his wife has nothing, that ministry's gone.
Yeah.
Except the video ministry, Brother Ralph Carson pays for that to be on television over here.
Well, why
it does not come out of the ministry of E.C. Moore.
Why don't you update that screen so at least it
you
finds
it
to you?
You can.
Well, that's
next you can. Well, you can. Mike went in. Yeah, you can do it. But and he did a few of them like that. But it's just got the old 904 or 5 or whatever number on it. A lot of them do. But it's got Tower Avenue. That was their home address, not the 111 Roswell Way. There's just a lot of things there. Mike's got all the tapes now, every one of them. But he's got 309 loaded. And you go to my website, our website out here, and I got you see more videos. You just click on it, and you see 309 of them. I mean, that's enough. I've got 550 that needs to be uploaded, and we're not getting them uploaded. But anyway, that's a good question. Now, I get a call once in a while from people wanting a tape. Well, I can't help them with that. I don't have them.
But you can direct them at least to your website. I mean,
I can do that. But they want a specific. I want that one that was on last Sunday. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know because I don't watch it. I ain't got no clue what it is, mm-hmm. And I'm not going to be going out and chasing it down. I'll be honest with you.
I'm on the top. Let me tell you what it was about.
Well, that's good. But you ain't even got a copy. You just go out to the YouTube or mine, and you everyone at your leisure. Well, today I want to talk about something here, and I mentioned it last week. You see the cross over here. I'm going to draw it again. The Christ was crucified, buried, resurrected from the dead on the third day according to the Scriptures, to forgive you of your sins and to justify you.
The Mark Twain preacher preached this morning right there, and it says, we are saved by our faith in what Christ has done for us.
Now, we're looking at this right here.
But.
Yes, go ahead, John.
If you tell Jesus that you're a sinner and you're sorry for your sins and you ask him to come to your heart to do your sins, but he believes every bit of it. Faith alone that you're saved.
Not quite.
No, he doesn't. He just thinks he does.
I didn't catch the name. What did you say? What was it you were talking about?
It can come on Sunday morning.
McElwain Presbyterian.
McElwain
Presbyterian Church. That's cool. Yeah, they have a hard time. How does broken people grow? That's the problem. I said,
what do you got there? Now, what we had looked at was this. Peter believed this. What did Peter do? Peter knew the Old Testament scripture. He never heard the word or even an inkling of anything about a rapture. It's not in the Bible. The gathering out of the saints is not in the scriptures until the Apostle Paul. So the only thing, I'm going to cover it more in depth here in a minute. Good gosh. But this is what Peter believed. He was waiting for the tribulation period. But I want to go over a couple of scriptures here. Go over to, go to 1 Peter 2:9. Now, I went over some of this last week, but I need this to lead into what I want to talk about.
First Peter what?
2:9. Says, but you, who's he talking to? Strangers scattered throughout. But you, plural, are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, chosen. Peculiar people. I don't know if that's a way to put a spell, peculiar.
That's close enough.
That's close enough. Let's read it. A royal priesthood and holy nation. A peculiar people. That's what Peter says. Do we have a priesthood? No.
We're an ambassador.
We're an ambassador, but we're not priests. Are we a chosen generation? Now, we are a peculiar people.
Some of us are.
According to most everybody, we are.
Are we a holy nation? No. It's talking about Israel. Back it up to verse 5 and see what it says. You also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood. So he's going to mention this again. A holy priesthood. Now, go over to Exodus 19. Exodus 19, verse 5. Well, I'm going to read starting verse 1. Let's start in verse 1. In the third month, when the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt, talking about who? Israel. The same day came they into the wilderness of Sinai, for they were departed from Rephidim, and were come to the desert of Sinai, and had pitched in the wilderness, and there Israel camped before the mount. Israel, Israel, Israel. And Moses went up unto God, and the Lord called unto him out of the mountain, saying, Thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, You have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Now listen. Now therefore, if you, plural, the nation of Israel, etc., will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant. We're not under a covenant, but they had to keep a covenant. Then you shall be a what? Peculiar treasure unto me above all people. For all the earth is mine. Now watch number 6. And you, Israel, shall be unto me a kingdom of priests. That's a holy priesthood and an holy nation. So there's no doubt about Peter preaching to who? Israel. Jews. He's not preaching anything to us whatsoever. Golly. Go to Deuteronomy, would you? I don't know. I wrote this down about midnight, so your guess is as good as mine. I get started studying, I just can't quit. 14. Let's see where I'm going with this. And hopefully it has something to do with it. It does. Deuteronomy 14, chapter 2.
Verse 2.
Chapter 14, verse 2. For thou are an holy people unto the Lord thy God. There it is again. Peculiar. Holy. And the Lord hath chosen thee to be a peculiar people unto himself above all the nations there upon the earth. He's talking to Israel again and again. Now, let's look at some more. Go to chapter 26. Verse 18, once I find it. Deuteronomy 26:18. And the Lord hath avouched thee this day to be his, what? Peculiar people. As he hath promised thee, and that thou shouldest keep all his commandments. This is Israel. Make no mistake about it. Has nothing to do with you whatsoever. You're not a peculiar people. You're not a holy nation. You're not a holy priesthood. But, remember last week I drew up here, when was the book of Peter written? around, I'm going to put it here, around 66 A.D. Well, Paul died around that time, too. But Peter wrote his book based upon the theologians as good as close as they can around the same time that Paul died. Peter never changed his mind. Ever. His doctrine never changed. Now, the brother, Paul, did tell Peter in Galatians chapter 2. Let's just go over there and look at that, would you? Galatians chapter 2. In verse 1, then 14 years after I went again to Jerusalem with Barnabas and took Titus with me also, and I went up by revelation. Whose revelation? The Lord Jesus Christ, the risen Savior. And communicated, in other words, he told them something unto them that gospel, what is that gospel in this text here? It's talking about the gospel of Christ, that Christ was crucified, buried, resurrected from the dead on the third day according to the scripture for your justification. It wasn't the gospel of God that Peter had been preaching. Which I preach among the Gentiles, but privately to them which were of reputation. Those of reputation were who? Men of status. Apostles, mayors, elders, those kind of things. Least by any means I should run or had run in vain. Verse 7. But contrarywise, when they, Peter, James, and John, Cephas down here in verse 9, saw that the gospel of the uncircumcision, there's a gospel of the uncircumcision. It's not the gospel to the uncircumcision. Get it through your head. It's a gospel of the uncircumcision. There's too many preachers in this world try to say it's the same gospel. The only thing. Uncircumcision, that's who Paul went to, and the circumcision is who Peter went to. That's an out-and-out lie. Okay? It's two. Perceive the grace given unto me. They gave me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship.
And
we should go into the
heathen,
and they
have to imagine.
They shook hands off. They were mad with each other. They loved each other. Each of them had a different ministry.
From your bowl? Please, have some.
But we don't have that today.
All right. Have some together. Okay.
There's a guy on the internet. I know him. He was at our conference.
Not bad, right? They go out some more. It's a double dip.
Now he's saying, you know who I'm talking about, Joe?
Okay, now I'm going to have to wash this entire...
He's saying, well, if somebody follows Peter's gospel today, they're saved in the body of Christ.
Pringles to potatoes. So good you don't dip them. You
but wear them.
Pringles!
Pringles. I didn't hear, no.
I guess I didn't really hear what you said. Can you repeat that?
He believes that somebody trusts in Peter's gospel today, right here today, that they go into the body of Christ.
Who says that?
His name's Jerry Corsi.
Jerry Corsi.
No, I'm just mentioning him. It's going all over the world, so why not? Now, I like the guy personally. He's just off his rocker.
So, in other words, those folks have got to work their salvation out, huh?
Yeah, is that but
what
see,
he's really saying?
He believes in Paul's gospel, but he believes that they can be saved into the body if you listen to Peter's gospel.
No,
no way. I feel so sorry for them. I really do. I mean, I'm not kidding. Now,
yeah, how is that?
Yeah, how's that working out for you? You know. I want to, well, let's just finish this. I got so much stuff running through my head. There's two gospels here. So, Peter never, ever changed his mind. If he did, he was dead. Because if he wrote the book of Peter in 66 A.D. and Paul died in 66 A.D., where is it that Peter changed his mind and believed in Paul's gospel? You got a clue? It ain't the scripture, put it that way.
He endured it again.
Yes, he did. So, I want to cover a little bit of that. Now,
there's no scripture to substantiate
Peter didn't know anything about one of the mysteries, and that's the rapture of the church, or gathering out to meet the Lord in the air. Yeah, to endure to the end. And we're going to read about it, I hope here, it's just going to say, they had to endure to the end, and that's the end right there. They knew nothing. They knew nothing of this mystery here because it's not in the scriptures before the Apostle Paul. There's a, I don't know if there's 7 to 10 or 11 mysteries that's not in scripture. And if the Jews had not rejected their Messiah, this one proceeded as it was supposed to do in the scriptures, in the prophecy. But there can't be any prophecy taking place. None. Not today. So it's true that anybody, anywhere in this whole wide world who will believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that He was crucified, that He was buried, that He was resurrected on the third day for their justification, can be and will be saved if they trust the finished work of the cross. Is that not true? No works involved. I heard somebody, one of y'all guys mentioned it earlier. Well, there, I think it was Robert. There ain't nobody got a temple over there to make any sacrifices with. You know, see, this, I'm going to tell you, this is not scriptural, but I'm going to tell you what I believe. I believe in 68 AD, not 70, when Titus and the Roman army came through, a temple was destroyed. There's no other place for them to make sacrifices. And it hasn't been rebuilt since. So, boy, that's close, ain't it? That's close. James got his head cut off where? Acts chapter 12. They never replaced him. Never. Paul didn't replace him. Peter, you
will rest as they do the other scriptures under their own destruction. So obviously they could lose their salvation there. Verse 17 says, "Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness." So you're right.
Fall from your steadfastness.
Right. So in other words, it's obvious he never did. He didn't see Paul's teachings at all. Anywhere.
Why did Peter preach the justification?
Because it was their justification.
Because that wasn't his ministry. That's why.
Yeah.
It was not his ministry. He didn't know it. He didn't believe it. And he didn't preach it.
He just believed they killed the Messiah, and if they got their act together, the Messiah would come down.
That's why they sold all things and had all things coming. They were waiting, and it didn't happen. That's why Acts chapter 11, when Agabus said, "Hey, there's going to be a dearth here, a famine." That's why Paul and Barnabas took the money that was made up there in Antioch, which was a church of God. It was not a grace church. Took that and went to where? Jerusalem, and give it to the apostles so those people wouldn't starve to death.
That's why in Galatians Peter tells him, "Don't forget the poor." You know, because one thing that the next verse or so after what you read says, he asked that we would, can't remember what's in there. They asked that we would remember the poor, and that's all they asked.
Exactly. Now, what did Peter believe? He believed in the 70th week of Daniel. There's been 483 years of judgment against Israel for disobedience. There's 1 week of years left, or 1 7-year period, which is right here, 7 years. It's called the time of affliction, Jacob's trouble. They're going back under the affliction right here. They sure are. But that's what he believed. He believed in the Antichrist, a man of sin, the son of perdition, and he believed in the second coming right here. No rapture whatsoever. He didn't have a clue. Ain't a soul on earth had a clue until it was revealed unto the Apostle Paul. So, all of this, guys, what he believed in is total prophecy. Prophecy. Now, with that mentioned, when Paul came on the scene, based upon Galatians chapter 1, verses 10, 11, and 12, He got it by revelation, direct revelation from the risen Savior. There was a parenthesis put in here. 7 years, still going to happen. This is a mystery. The word mystery is mentioned in the scriptures about 22 times. I've asked many, many, many preachers, and mysteries are defined. So I told that preacher Saturday, I said, you know, I'm a preacher, I'm a grace preacher. I preach Jesus Christ crucified according to the revelation of mystery. He ain't got a clue what that means, of course. The revelation of the mystery, what is that? That he died for all your sins. Well, this was already known. Peter preached it. But he didn't preach this. You're not going to find it. You're not going to find it. You know, I can see an astonished look on the man's face is what I can see. Now, is all your Israel going to be saved? Of course it is. All Israel will be saved. And that's what Peter knew. Where is it going to take place at? Right here. Second coming. So what I was trying to tell you last week is this. If this is true, and it is, Peter's dead. Dead men do not sin any longer. So he endured until the end of his life, based upon Matthew 24:13 and Mark 13:13. He endured until the end of his life. So he can't sin any longer. Ananias and Sapphira did. So if he did, this mystery period, he didn't have to go through. This 7 years, he didn't have to go through. But this is the end. Right here. He's going to get his atonement at that point in time. Zechariah chapter 13. I don't know if we'll get there. But he believed in a future day of atonement. Peter did. Why? Because it's in prophecy. Prophecy. But you know what? Paul's going to tell you the same thing. Go over to Romans chapter 11. Romans chapter 11. I want to show you. Now Peter was back here, and he was a great apostle. I don't deny that at all. Man, if I would have been living in that time period, I hope I would have done what he wanted me to do, what they were preaching, repent, be baptized, and all that kind of good stuff. If I was a Jew, but I'd blessed the seed of Abraham right there. I hope I would have. But see, I wouldn't have. Why? Because I'm not in the covenants of promise. Like we cursed. Ask Job what he did. Curse God. I don't sound like blessing, does it? But he's saved by grace now. All of that's gone. It's just as white as snow. But if Peter is in the body of Christ, and this is what this is, if he went in here, he's going to go up at the rapture. But how can he go up at the rapture if his sins... Let's continue. Romans 11:26. Paul says this. I just told you, but Peter knows that these Jews are going to be saved, including himself in Zechariah. But here's the thing. Paul says it, and so all Israel shall be saved as it is written. There shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. Can you tell me you actually believe Peter could be in the body of Christ here and have sins on him? It says his sins are going to be taken away right there. Goodness gracious. For this is my covenant unto them. That's Israel. When I shall take away their sins. Let me see here.
Future tense.
It is.
I shall take them out. Future. That's impressive, isn't it?
In Hebrews, hold on, where you at now?
All knew he wasn't going to be saved until.
Huh?
All knew he wasn't going to be saved until.
Right. In Hebrews 8:7.
Hold on, that's fine.
What do I think we're starting? Verse 6.
You always do that.
I know. Yeah. I say, I don't know where I'm going, but I look and I said, that's a good verse. I think I'll read it quick. Hebrews 8:6. Hebrews are written to Hebrews. No matter who wrote this book. Okay. But now, hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator, we're talking about Jesus Christ now, of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. For if that first covenant had been faultless, and it wasn't, then should no place have been sought for a second. For finding fault with them, he saith, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Verse 10, for this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. But all Israel is going to be saved now. Not the dead ones that's going through the tribulation, unless they get their heads cut off as martyrs. But God's going to give them power to make it through and to willingly get their head cut off. He did not give you that kind of power. If he did, I didn't get it. I did not get it. Verse 27 in Romans chapter 11. And I think I might have read it, but I'm going to read it again. I know I read it. For this is my covenant unto them when I shall take away their sins. It's very, very simple when he's going to take away their sins. And this is it. Go to Acts real quick. I want to just, we've read it so many times, but I want to read it again, Acts chapter 3. It just all goes hand to hand. Acts chapter 3:19. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be, not will be, may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Now remember, he taught here in Acts chapter 3, which is right behind 2, and the fact that it is, he still believed the same thing in the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. I'm telling you, that's when it's going to happen. And you, I ain't going there, but you can go into Jeremiah 31:31, and you'll find out there's going to be a new covenant established, and it has not been established yet. Has not been established yet. Let's move on. Peter believed in something. He believed in a literal kingdom of heaven. On earth, Jesus Christ is a king, ruling and reigning on the throne of David. Ain't that what the scripture says? Over the whole house of Israel. And it's all on this earth, just like we are sitting right here right now, on this earth. But where yours is at, based upon Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, all our blessings are in heavenly places. Well, this says it's going to be earthly. He's going to, anyway. Now these people, the little flock, are in Christ. But they're not in the body of Christ. There's a difference. We're members in particular. If you don't believe that, read 1 Corinthians chapter 12. But there's other places. But they're in Christ. But there, as Jim always brings us up, I think of Jim every time I think of the word seal now. They're not sealed. If they were sealed, I would tell you they're in the body. But they're not sealed. They could lose their salvation.
Is that because of the fact they were still under the law? To a degree.
No, they just didn't have their sins forgiven. It's a different program.
No, that's right. So in other words, yeah, they were under the law. Wouldn't be any sin.
But they were. You know, you've got some grace preachers out there that's preaching. You know, I think Jack's one of them. Jim, I'm not sure. But are preaching that they didn't keep the law, the little flock. But they did. And James said so in Acts chapter 20, verse 21. See here, Paul, how all these Jews are zealous of the law? Well, I mean, golly, how do you take that out of the scripture and not believe it?
Yeah. Well, there was one point where he says that the whole world would become guilty at that point. And so I agree with you that they do that. And that's what my question is. How, I don't really understand how they could be in Christ.
They're in Christ redemptively.
Right.
It's a different. You in Christ and being in the body of Christ, two different things. They are in Christ.
Their salvation is coming. It's coming.
Right, yeah. That was they died in Christ.
Right. They died transcend the kingdom. Bring Christ back, right? Kind of refreshing.
They were looking. Peter actually thought.
I just want to say something.
Yeah.
At the end of the 1,000 years, when people rebel against the reign of Christ, I don't think any Jews will be in that rebellion. Because I think, in a sense, they've been sealed. Because it's just like, and he talks about that they're my people, you know. It's almost like it's the others that are.
It's like the beginnings of people, which is true. But I think some Jews may turn against them. We'll find out too.
Oh, I actually believe they will.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, they've already kind of. They turned against him when he brought them right out of bondage out of Egypt.
This is all Israel shall be saved.
That's true.
So that's what makes me.
Oh, I'm not observing.
Wait a minute. Where's that point at? That's coming through the tribulation. That ain't over here. That's right here. Coming through the tribulation, all Israel shall be saved. That ain't over here.
So, oh, I see, because that's during that 1,000 years, new Jews are being born.
Yeah.
And that's right, they're growing up.
Jesus Christ, it's amazing to me why I couldn't do it, so I'll tell you, I understand it, but I don't like it. How Jesus Christ is ruling with a rod of iron. He's in charge, man. And you know all these kids or babies that will be born? They're going to be flesh and blood over there because they're coming out of here. They're going to have babies. And so these people, how can you turn against God and Jesus Christ, your ruler? He rules with a rod of iron. But they do. And they join with Satan. It's just like right now. And I wanted to bring it up because I wanted Robbie to contribute to this. And we will. I'm going to have to quit so he can. It's just like ISIS right now. You've got young women here in America, teenagers, 15, 16 years old, running off over to join those fighters in the Mideast. That makes no sense. This makes no sense to me. It doesn't. Yes, Jim?
Real quickly, really, something amazing happens when God perceives us to himself. This corruptible has to put on incorruption. It says he's going to change our vile bodies like into his glorious body, so we're going to become as he is. Now, did I miss it somewhere? When they come back to time for refleshing, are they going to have the same glorious bodies that we have? Are they going to be... That's just relationship to us, that we're going to be like Christ.
Even though 1,000 years of Christ reigned in the world, and no one's going to die during that time. I'm just kidding. You're going to live. Ego's still going to be part of the picture. That's why you have to end.
Well, look at the billions of eternity from him right now. I want him now, my goodness.
Yeah, but he's back. Yeah. And he's sitting on that throne and they turn against him. How did you do that? That's how sinful we are.
Well, Satan deceives.
Yeah, well, that's because he's loose for a season. That's what
everyone is. He's loose for a season at that point.
All Israel shall be saved. I see a difference when it says all Israel between the nation of Israel and individual people that are Jews. Jews that were saved, but the nation rejected Jesus. That's why it went to the Gentile. So it'll be the same in the tribulation. All Israel will be saved. There'll be a nation that's saved, but that doesn't mean every single Jew is going to be saved.
I agree.
So does that make sense?
Yes.
I agree.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, I want to stop here, so I want to get that information in that he's got. We'll continue here. God, I didn't get very far. How about briefing everybody on what you talked to me about?
I believe it was this week. Oh, I don't even want to say his name. I can't say it. So
it's Obama, that Muslim, is who he's talking about.
Yeah. He had some kind of a conference or summit. It was called a summit in the White House. And he gave a Muslim the opportunity to stand up and say the opening prayer. And he spoke it in his own language, and no Christians were present. And no Christians were allowed to come and give a prayer. And so they only spoke in that. It's disgusting.